Then I will take bath in the love and affection of Godhar Prabhu, Yashodhananda Prabhu, Ananga Mohi and all devotees here. My evening teaching will start from here. I think the most of the publication will be from here. So, I think this is a very pilgrimage place for all of us.
Gautamananda!
I think that this place will be very good for us. Not in town. Very neat and clean, fresh air, fresh everything. Is this rainy season or what season?
Yeah.
It has been rainy season for quite a bit, but maybe some
spring.
Better weather is coming now. We're hoping for that.
Udev is traveling with a cloud.
But the sun will come out.
Yeah.
Now he is here, the sun will come
the
out.
The summer is July, August?
Yeah. May, June, July, like that.
Like India.
Like India.
Yeah.
But not quite as hot.
India is too hot.
Now more than 40 degrees Celsius is going on.
We got one email yesterday saying it's 100 degrees Fahrenheit now.
We are in India.
In Mathura. Yeah,
oh.
More 100 and more.
Some more news?
Just everyone is doing all right. Everyone is fine. Of course, everyone is missing you. We've heard that. But everyone is okay. There's some nice gardens here. Gurudev, for you to
walk in morning.
Walk and some beautiful jasmine
growing
around the door here, and a conservatory for you to sit in.
Too cold.
Next time they'll put one in, I think.
Yes. If you want one, we'll put
we'll start
the
game.
Yes.
We have a peacock in the village. So you
Where?
He wanders all around, maybe one or two peacocks. So we are throwing grapes into the garden so that he will come and visit you while you're here. You'll have to call him. He's been waiting for you. Every morning, making noises.
Very. Remember me, Vrindavan. No cuckoo birds.
Don't think some cuckoo birds. At the bottom of the hill is a little
river,
nice clean river.
Mm.
A lot of cows here, and quite quiet.
Mm.
So everyone was thinking this is a good place for you to rest. So
there is a sweet bird, nightingale.
Nightingale.
In
I think they have in England. They have nightingales. Yes.
Sweet like cuckoo birds.
Yes.
Yeah. Many nice birds around here. I don't know the names of them, but very sweet.
So where the War of Roses was fought? In England or France?
He's the local historian, so
War of Roses.
War of Roses.
In Yorkshire and Lancashire.
North from
North England.
In England.
North England.
North
England. Great war.
Big war. Yeah. White rose and red rose.
Yes.
And then they became pink.
Yes. Mixing.
Pink roses.
When was that?
1400. This is a long time ago.
You were there?
And we've heard that devotees in Wales have made very nice arrangements for you as well. And now people from all over England are going to Wales for a big reception for you. So you have to rest well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everyone here has made a vow to not bother you.
No.
Just serve you and give you what you need and give you lots of love and let you rest so that you can go in strong.
Yes.
Go in strong in Wales.
Yes. But our preaching everywhere.
Yes.
In Holland and France.
So successful.
Everywhere. It was so good.
Mm.
I was happy so much.
I've heard from Agraya Prabhu today. He said also all the arrangements in America are being finalized now. So you'll go to Gita Nagari.
Gita Nagari.
Yeah, and also maybe New Vrindavan.
New Vrindavan.
Some swamis are there, some sannyasis, to receive you.
Right.
And
I wanted to serve it.
Kirtanananda people, they have Prabhupada, my Prabhupada had...
Maharajana.
He's so soft-natured.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be able to know that he was a real soldier.
Once he was a soldier.
Big, hard soldier with guns and everything. Yasodhanandan, when they wrestle, Yasodhanandan takes advantage because he only knows one punch, how to kill punch. So he knows if he punches him, he'll kill him, so he gets away with it so often.
We have some fun fights.
Yeah.
There's nice room for you upstairs.
Upstairs?
It's not far, it's a few stairs.
Yes.
And then you can rest, and
yes,
everything is there that you need.
That you should come to Ajodhya and be emperor of Ajodhya. I don't. I am now unhappy. So, in starving, not taking anything. And so he requested Kaushalya Ma, the sister. Otherwise, I may die. And Ram, what mantra? I had to follow the mothers of his father. And mother tried to be 14 years in forest. So there was dispute between them. A big council was called of Rishi Maharshi Janak, Vasishtha, and all the mothers were there. And in the last, all came to conclusion that Maharaj Janak should decide what Ram should do, whether return to Ayodhya and take the kingdom and be ruler, or he should follow the order of Maharaj
Dasarath
and to be 14 years in forest. So all Rishis, Maharshi and father, mother, even Ram and Bharat were agreed that what he will give decision, we will both accept. Then Maharaj Janak told, I see that there was tug of war between Ram and Bharat. Both of them, they were not happy to be the, to have a kingdom of Ayodhya. Both were playing a football. Kingdom was football. Sometimes Ram
kicking towards Bharat.
Bharat and Bharat kicking towards any of both were not willing to play. So Maharaj Janak became decider, judge to decide. He told, I think the love and affection of Bharat is so deep.
Like Pacific Ocean.
Yeah? More than Pacific Ocean. So deep. And Ram is like Himalaya mountain, Everest. Everest, you know?
No.
So high. But that mountain, Everest, can
sink in Pacific Ocean.
Pacific Ocean, so deep. So,
but will not move.
Bharat has won the race. His love and affection is so much. So, I decide that what Bharat wants, Ram should follow. Then all became happy. That Bharat will tell Ram now that he should return to the kingdom and he will be the emperor and Bharat will be servant and thus Bharat will be more happy. But at the same time he told that Bharat should see that what Ram wants, a servant should think how our master will be happy. He should not see his happiness. A servant should not think that how I will be happy. If Ram is coming to Ayodhya and he is being imperfect, then Bharat will be happy. But this is not bhakti. What is bhakti?
Happiness of master is bhakti.
Happiness of his worshipable Ishtadev. Ishtadev, you know?
Worshipability.
Ishtadev.
Ishtadev. And worshipable.
We should know how he is here happy. If Yashoda is tasting his ears and he is happy, then Krishna wants to do it. In what way Prabhu will be happy, a servant should see. So I think, though Bharat has won the race, tug of war, but he should ask Ram what he wants, how he will be pleased. If jeet ke ki angrezi hai,
conquer, conquer, victor,
winning,
jeet,
Jeet,
oh, na determination.
Jeet.
Achha.
Rigidness or
determined.
No.
Sort of.
If any boy is weeping to play with
fire.
What is this? Always weeping.
Mothers want to check him, but he wants to play with that fire. He has a strong desire.
Obstinate.
Stubborn.
This is not good.
Stubborn.
We should see how Krishna is pleased. Ram is pleased. You have to see. If Ram will return to Ayodhya, but he is not happy being in Bharata, and Bharata should not do it. He should not request again and again and again. He should be pleased by pleasing Ram. So what Ram wants, then he knew that, oh, up till now I was injustice. My all these moods were not bhakti. Because I wanted to be pleased by keeping Ram in Ayodhya. Because all will tell that Bharata is nonsense and he had not requested Ram to be here. So he was like Kaikeyi, in same line. So now, if you are real servant, then you should ask Ram how he will be pleased. Then he went and he told Ram, oh, now Maharaj Janak, like a guru, Shiksha guru, he has given me that supreme
vision.
Divya, transcendental vision.
Transcendental
vision. Now I am awoken, not sleeping. Up till now I was sleeping. Now I have some intelligence to think. What is bhakti? To please Ram is my bhakti. So I pray you that what you want now, how can I please you? Then Ram told, I have accepted your prayer and I have taken the kingdom of Ayodhya. Now I am emperor by your wish. But now I want that I am emperor, but like a
representative,
you should protect and save my kingdom.
Maintain.
Being Ayodhya. And I, being the emperor, for only 14 years, I will be in
forest.
And he told that, yes, I accept this proposal. But I want that you should give your wooden sandal to me. I will take it on my head and I will keep it on the throne. And thus this sandal would be my worshipable, and I will worship. And if any
problem
will come, I will request, and what he will tell me, inspire me,
I shall solve.
Then he took the sandal up and returned to Ayodhya, but not really Ayodhya. Very near a place to Ayodhya, a hilly place,
Nandigram.
Like you went there, giving your kingdom and good places. So Nandigram, your house is Nandigram, and this place is like Ayodhya. Now, to please me, you have left your home and everything. No? It is good. But how I will be pleased, you should think also. I will not please by being here in a so luxurious and so like emperor marriage. I want that my daughter, darling daughter, Anandu Mohini, with her husband, Yashodananda, they should also be happy. Then I may have. So you should, at night, you should return to any room here.
No problem.
And if I will see that my darling son and
daughter
are here, then I may sleep. Otherwise, no sleep. So I am giving you
responsibility.
My tentative both to see, look.
To watch.
We will be sure that you will see and hear them both.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then I will see
both. I snore very loudly.
He speaks in the night. Very loudly. So you will notice.
No, this noise will not come all the door.
So you have to give us wooden sandal.
Yeah.
So that when you are not here, you can tell us.
I saw anywhere my sandal.
Yes,
that's right. Dara,
could we bought the place for us?
Yes, that anyone has sandal. And my sandal is here.
Yes.
But not wooden.
Not wooden.
No.
No, we have brought wooden also.
Yes, wooden.
Okay.
It was a secret. Break.
Always the thing of bhakti. On your part you are okay. 100% you are right. But if Krishna is not looking after their devotees and not pleasing them, then Krishna will be depreciated. But he is of Achyuta Gotra, he will never. So he Je jatam mam prapadyante tam sathaiva
bhajamaham.
Only he could not do in the case of Gopi. Otherwise he is successful. But in the case of Gopi he fell. He could not repeat. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Not need now. Later.
Okay. I will take. Today we have taken how many? Three times?
What?
Four times. At least Pundarik Prabhu, he has taken
five
times.
Yes, he is very keenly observing politics because then he is also.
No, that means Bhairavu don't want to say. Bhairavu don't want to say that I want to take. If he told the Pundarika that my cell must take.
I saw in the plate. I saw in the plate. He took full cup of chutney, and we were saying here. He said, and he had fork in his hand. He said, what? Protecting his chutney with fork. Yes.
One full cup. How minutes dragging from that Prabhu? 20 minutes.
30 minutes.
This village?
Yes.
In Bath?
Yes.
Nearer to that very place where you used to live?
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
Quite
near. Nearer to your factory?
Yes.
Your factory is in Bath?
Yes. Shops.
Maybe go to see his
house.
About?
Tomorrow daytime.
Yes.
Maniyana.
Or morning or evening.
It's in the shop.
You want to go to our shop? Your shop?
you want to visit shop?
इनका कार्य करने का स्थान दिखने जाना चाहते हैं
दुकान
में
होने
दैट आल्सो मे आई गो हाउ माय सन्स एंड डॉटर्स आर
मैनेजिंग
दैट वुड बी गाइस सो इट्स ऑन वेरी नाइस शॉपिंग
बैग हियर आई एम टिल
टुमारो
एंड आफ्टर टुमारो
As you like.
2 days more?
No.
Tomorrow.
No. You're going ahead to check.
No, that's what I
heard. I want to miss 3 days. Today, tomorrow, day after. Then.
Going.
What you have managed?
That is what we have managed.
No.
Very good. Then I will
yes.
Be with my daughter and son.
If you stay 3 days, then they will suffer 3 days.
We are happy.
sleeping on the couch.
Now your shop has been closed?
No.
Or day and night will?
Closing.
The business?
Closing.
Closing right now.
Some, yes, closing at 5:30, and some shops in London, they're closing 6:30. This morning he was doing business by phone and by computer.
Very good. Managing from here.
Mm.
Yes, sir. And if needed, you can go for business. Sometimes he may go manage and leave. Okay. On foot. Very easy. Everywhere. Sometimes eating, sometimes not eating. Depending on Krishna. So, walking so far, sometimes they used to be in householder's house. So, their feet used to become dirty with
dust.
And also, sometimes they may be tired. And when reaching anywhere, they wanted to be purified. If anyone washing feet, if anyone not washing, even in India today, I have seen, if there is any feast and 100 or 1,000 of persons are coming, then the householder manages to keep water and lota there so that themselves can wash their feet and then they will sit to feed, take prasadam. Otherwise not. Coming from so many places, so much dirty things, dogs and others, urine and so many drains here, there. So they used to do like so. After, when they used to take something, eating, prasadam, then they will wash their feet, and then they will offer, and then they will take. So it was necessary. When they will go to temple or in kitchen room is also like temple. They should wash their feet and then enter. So everywhere, when they will go to any place, they will wash their feet. So in India, it was like this. But we are coming from very nearer, and also in cars.
Not by foot.
Then I think that there is no use. And also, sometimes they have so much faith in the dust of their gurus and superiors that it will purify. Sometimes knowingly, by trick, they used to do. When Ramchandra, Sita and Lakshman giving their homes and they were going to forest, for one night they came to a person, to the border line, and there was aboriginal king there. And his name was
Kewat. Guhak.
Guhak. Manam, a very low caste, wild tribes.
Yes.
And he was king of that. And in the night, Ram slept there
on Kushasan. First day, giving up his palace, out of palace, and Sita, she was looking, or don't look, this is first day, and it will be any time that any night we cannot have also this. Then Lakshmana was doing?
Watching, watchman, like guardian.
Watchman. Guarder. Guard. And whole night he passed. When it was about 3 or half night.
Midnight.
Midnight. Ram woke up and he also told Sita very quickly to be ready to give this place because all Ayodhyavasi are there, here.
They are following Ramchandra.
And they are following. They are not returning. All horses, elephants and all
soldiers
are looking towards Ram. So in night, when all are sleeping, we should go from. But there was a problem that very deep and
strong current.
Current in Ganges there was. They have to cross the Ganges. So Ramchandra told that he should make arrangement from before one night, so that in night he can be ready to take us. Never. I have heard that you have touched a stone and it became
turned into lady.
Lady, wife, very beautiful. I have one lady before I have married. So if she will come, if you will touch my boat and it will be
transparent woman, lady,
then how I can maintain?
This is problem, too much problem for me.
Too nice.
So I want that I should wash your feet very
good
and very tightly, that not even one single
dust
will be there. And then I will take you to. So he was tricky, and Ramchandra began to
smile.
Oh, he is very tricky. And he took a wooden pot, not black.
Mm-hmm. He told, I shall taste at first. Mm-hmm. My wooden pot will be transparent to lady or not.
Whether Ram, by the dust of Ram, this wooden pot is transforming into lady or not. Mm-hmm. Otherwise,
if so, then I should not put into cross that
he washed. So he washed the feet of Ram. And then he was satisfied. And then he took him three to that upper side. They crossed. When they were coming out from the boat, Ram was looking towards Sita, that I have nothing, but she has something. Sita has one ring, golden ring.
All ornaments she has.
So she should give anything. And Ram has nothing because he has taken renounced life. Nothing, not a single thing. What Kaikeyi has given him that cloth only, like sadhus. Sita thought that Ram wants that he should be paid that boatman. So he began to give his
ring
or anything golden to that boatman. But boatman refused very strictly. You are also boatman, I am also boatman. Both are boatmen. So boatmen
never
takes anything from any boatman. I'm crossing you this Ganges, and you will have to cross me Bhavsagar to take me to Vaikunth. I don't want to take gold or anything. Then Sita and Ram and all began to tears came. How this boatman, and they gave their bhakti to.
And ask him when you will return from jungle after 14 years. You have to cross this river by this particular boat.
So in ancient time, we see that they are more civilized. No good room, nothing, but more civilized. Heart was full of love and affection. They may be wild. In Bhagavatam, Pulindi Kanya, they may be wild, not so beautiful, but heart so beautiful and sweet. Not so luxurious, all these things. We want to be like them. Srimati Radhika herself tells, I want to be a Pulindi Kanya and to serve Krishna. I am serving Krishna, but nothing coming. And these wild tribes, blacks, having no virtue. Even seeing dust of Krishna, that is kumkum, on grasses, and seeing they become observed, and they take it. So they wanted to become, Srimati Radhika herself wants to become like Pulindi Kanya, sometimes like deer, wild animal. And even when deers and she hears the sweet voice of flute and very beautiful appearance of Krishna, like woman they become full of love and affection, and they see the face of Krishna like this, as if they will drink Krishna and take Krishna in their hearts and embrace. Then Srimati Radhika tells, oh, how unfortunate we are, and how fortunate this dear. Accompanied by his husband, he sees here, and loving Krishna, and we, if our husbands will hear this, they will be against us. We cannot. So I must be a sea deer to love and affectionate Krishna in this way. Everything depends on heart. If this is to Krishna, love and affection will come for all, even for grasses, animals, and for everyone. And in this world they will be happy, and after that, in all stages. If love is there, everything is there. If not love and whole appearance of whole world is there, nothing is there. Hare Krishna. Mankirtan. Gurudev
is telling something that you are very tricky, but is more tricky than you say made hot water.
And he knows so much. But no love and affection in water. If it will mixed with water, this love and affection, then
Shri Guru The words coming from the lotus mother Sri Gurudev are my only desire. It's the only desire of my mind to follow his instructions.
Ar na kariha mone asha.
Do not have any other thought.
Boli aap.
Ar na kariha mone asha.
Na tino ka. Guru mukha padma vakya chitte te kariya ka ar na kariha mone asha.
Words emanating from the lotus mouth of Srila Gurudev are only my desire. Only my desire from my heart. From the core of my heart, that's the only desire I have. Chitte te kariya kya? Ar na kariha mone asha. Other than this, I have no desire. Whatever.
I should make my heart one with the words emanating from the lotus mouth of my guru. And other than this, I have no other desire.
Voila. Quickly. Hand, don't. Clap. At once. Don't lose your time. Waste your time.
Huh?
Bolche ingreji bhalo na hai bol. Khuda din se bolle thik hoye jabe. Tum bolo.
Ye hai se adhik to kuch
nahi. Anything?
Guru mukha padma vakya chitte te kariya ek arna kariho mane asa. The word from we have heard from lotus mouth of Gurudev, this is only desire. What is
what desire means here? Desire?
Only hope.
What is meaning of desire here?
Desire means ichcha.
Ki ye khane mane holo? What meaning? Desire?
This means hope. What kind of hope that wow Gurudev?
What I have heard are here. The words from Gurudev. I will totally follow. And I know that the words of Gurudev is words of Krishna and Shastra. I have so much belief.
So much deep faith on him.
So that if I will follow, I will quickly, my whole desires or whole thing will be fulfilled by following my Gurudev orders. So, my Gurudev order is the order of Shastra, order of Krishna and all Vaishnava. So, chitte te kariya aikya. All.
You have to reconcile Gurudev's word with the
thinking
Shastra.
Thinking that all are same what our Gurudev tell. And by following, you will be successful in having Krishna prem. I have no any other hope. Only I have hope and so much trust in my Gurudev works. So I must follow them. And what more? And after that?
Shri Guru Charani Rati Sei Se Uttama Vati Prasati Pure Sarva Asha.
What Sarva Asha? Allah. Sarva Asha means?
Shri Guru Charanarati,
Sai, Uttamagati. Pure Sarva Asha means?
Yeah, by serving the lotus feet of Guru, all my desires will be accomplished.
No, not serving here.
Shri Guru Charanarati, by having attachment to the lotus feet of Guru.
No. It is not so easy as you are thinking. It is not Indian Rasagolla. You have to hear so much and with attention. Rati?
Love.
No. What is Rati? Bolo.
Strong spiritual attachment. Deep spiritual attachment.
Yeah, Rati means first Shraddha. Initiation. Doing so much bhajan. Anarth going. Nishtha coming. Nishtha will
Ruchi.
Will turn into Ruchi and after Ruchi
Asakti.
a Shakti will come, and after that
Rati
comes. Like that kind of a Rati.
Like Guru Goste Gosthale Sit Kuru Rati Mapurva Madhitaram.
Yeah, Rati. Very high thing. Sri Guru Charane Rati. Sheishe Uttamagati. If anyone has a Rati like this to his Gurudev, then that Rati will be transferred into Krishna Rati. And then Krishna Prem will come. Otherwise, no. Jasya Deve Parabhakti Yatha Deve. Very high things. Not ordinary Shraddhar, worldly, these things. Then we should
go to show.
No, if he wants.